Okay, let me see.
I need something, I can get it.
I pledge allegiance to the God of the world. I'm anchored to my feet, I'm aligned to my path. His words will hide my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior of the human race. One Savior, crucified, risen and done again, who fought and dared to walk with him. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, just in case nobody has already told, happy first day of fall. It's just gonna get darker from here on out.
Yeah.
Won't be long, we'll be driving church in the dark and going home in the dark.
Yeah.
All right. Wanna thank all the folks that helped yesterday with building the ramp. I know God appreciates it. I know Geraldine appreciates it. She was very happy to see it done. She has a way of getting out of the house in a hurry. If she needs to get out in a hurry, she can get out. I know how it is with the steps. You know, Christy was really sick, you know. I had already built her a ramp, so it makes it a whole lot easier when you just go down that ramp. I'm going to be honest with you. I probably use it more than she does. But, you know, it was a learning experience. I've never built one that big or at that high of an angle, but it turned out really good. We made a few mistakes and had to go back and fix some stuff and work on things and think about it a little bit. But on the end results, it looked good. She was happy with it, and so it was a blessing to be able to go over and do something for someone and make their life a little easier. Mm-hmm. All right. Prayer list. Mary Lou Rush, Joseph Smith, Dean Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Strauss, Glass Keegan, Randy. Pray for Randy. He's failed. He's failed twice, right? So let's just pray for Randy. Christy, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, the children's home in India, Janice Hendricks, Jimmy Walker, Jacob Ruiz, Randy Loman, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Sydney Rachel Hale. Preacher Danny Black, if anyone in here has any of the old Jacob Fort tapes, has one of Danny Black, you need to put hands on it. Danny Black. He preached a few times at Jacob's Fort, and he has some tapes on it, but, you know, we're looking for one. Okay. C.D. and Rachel Hill, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenneth Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy, Tim Singleton, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Ellen Shook, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Lou Ann and family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill Devin, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jacob Banner,
Lynn Reed, Jerris Moser, Stormy Beaton, Bailey Smith, Shelby Fannin, Christie Waters' daughter, Christine Henson. Anyone to be added, take the weapon of the police.
Do you have the gentleman that Gerald Lee was on to yesterday?
Oh, yeah, Bill Kim. Bill and Patsy. Patsy. Kim. I know there was one I was trying to remember, and that's the one, it's Bill Patsy. Bill was getting really bad, so it's great for him, I know. Probably none of the ones that know him would probably be Christie. Eddie and Rosa.
We have Walker, Andrew Kenneth is walking in.
All right, so that's good. Kenneth's walking, that's great.
He did everything.
Yeah.
He kept on his own.
Yeah, very good.
She wasn't trying to go hard.
Walk.
She don't want you to hold her hand or nothing.
That's great.
Happy to see her home.
Which we're going for tomorrow, I think.
Remember that. And I got the real problem, Franklin. All right. You think anything on her heart?
But for saving me, thank you, Ann, for all these blessings. Thank you, Ann, for taking care of me every day.
Amen.
Thank you, Ann, for putting some good people in my life. Just pray for my family. Lord, that you help.
keep on singing. There you go.
Send the light that blesses God. in the world because of sin the light. Sin the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown of love. Sin the light. Sin the light. Sin the light. The best of our soul light. Let it shine
from Jordan's shore.
Sin the light. The best of our soul light. Let it shine forevermore. Amen.
Try to push me.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. Thanking the Lord for so many blessings He gave it to me. Every day. Thanking Him for curing my body. And I know He's going to keep it doing. All my pains and everything that I have on my body.
Amen.
I have that faith that He's going to make me like a new.
Amen.
On the hill far away, it's gone.
Chain and reproach shall we bear.
Jesus, give me near the cross.
Del Señor.
porque entonces Jesús es el Rey del Cielo, para todos será consolador.
Now say it in English, what is the name of it?
Huh?
What's the name of it in English?
It's talking about, let me see. It's talking about when we go to heaven. Everything, that's what the song is called. When we go to heaven, we don't go to heaven. No. We don't have any pain, we don't have any nothing. The Lord will take care of us. Like a preacher said all the time, over there we don't go need a medication, we don't go have a pain. The Lord will take care of all of us. And I was going to be just light. That's what the song said.
Hey. No, okay, person. Oh, David, would you want to say?
Yeah.
church on it. Verse number 18, it says, wives, submit yourself to your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wife and be not bitter against him. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this will be well pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children unto anger, lest they be discouraged. Now I'm going to stop right there. We get wives, husbands, and children. And going back to the thought of, you know, what we're seeking. Now, I told you in Sunday school that I always wanted and knew that I had a desire in my heart to be a family man. I wanted to be married. I wanted to have children. That was something that was instilled in my heart when I was wee young. And, you know, starting out in verse 18 here, it says, why submit yourself unto your own husband? And men can take this out of context and they can make it look like, you know, the wife is just supposed to just be right up under the thumb of the man and held there.
Amen.
He goes on and says, husband, love your wife and be not bitter against him.
Amen.
What we need is a joint love.
Amen.
Like Christ. That us, we studied this in Colossians just last week, how, you know, we're in Christ, Christ is in us, and we're all in God. That makes a Trinity. God, Son, and us. A family is a Trinity, most families. Now, some families don't have children, but it's still the basically the same. You got the husband, wife, and children as a Trinity.
Yeah.
And with this, wives, you are supposed to be submissive to your husband.
Yes.
You are, in God's eyes, the lesser vessel.
Yes.
The man is supposed to be the one to take the charge of the family. You know, some men are not, just for an example, my daddy. My daddy never had anything to do with the finances. Because he only made it to the third grade. You know, he could add two and two and get four. But if you come up to number, 750,000 times two, he wouldn't know how to handle it. So Mama took care of the finances. In our family, I basically take care of the finances.
Amen.
And Christy's glad that I do.
Yeah.
But you know, like I said, there are certain things in a marriage. It's give and take.
Amen.
But most of all, folks, you got to realize, using verses 19 and 18, putting them together, we're one. Me and Christy are one.
Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it was that way before we ever took the vows.
Yep.
Amen. You know, we dated in high school for 3 years. And it's always been that way. It's just the way it is.
Yep.
I think, you know, I testified a while ago that, you know, I always wanted to be married and have a family. In some ways, I think she was the same way, even though she was told she couldn't have kids.
Yeah.
We're one.
Okay.
And that's what makes a successful marriage, is being one. Willing to be able to give and being able to take.
Amen.
knowing when to give in and knowing when, you know. It's a hard subject. This is not hard. This is not easy to preach. And it just so happens it come up in this text that, you know, when I started out last week in chapter 3 of this chapter of Colossians, I didn't realize it even had that in it until I got down to it. But I want us to see, just like this church, Christ is the head of this church. The preacher's not. I'm not the one here with the authority. Jesus runs this church.
Amen.
The pastor is like the husband. The congregation is like the wife. In marriage, in a Christian marriage, God is the head of the house.
Amen.
Not the man.
No.
God.
Amen.
So every year when I fill out my taxes, I literally lied to the federal and state government. I'm not the head of the house. God is. God is the head of the house. The husband is like the preacher of the church. He is the one who gets the information from the Lord and directs it to the wife and the family. Does that make sense this morning, church?
Amen.
That's what... Now, I'm not saying... Now, don't you get me wrong. I'm not saying if you got a spouse in your family, you know, you're two, and one of them's lost and one of them's saved, that marriage will not work. It will. Because of the one that is saved. God's blessing that one is saved. And it can make a very successful marriage. No problem. But this morning, I want us to realize, husbands, we are to love our wives. Listen to it. Husband, love your wife. Love your wives. That don't mean give in to her a little wing. You hear that, Christy? You don't mean it. It means to listen to God.
Yes.
Now, you know, Christy has brought things into our marriage. You know, I'll be thinking about, well, we need to do this. And Christy will say, think about this a minute. Mm-hmm. And I think about it, and I'm like, you know, you're right. We don't need to do it my way. We need to do it your way. But there are some times when I say, honey, think about what you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah.
That's the give and take of the marriage. You know, listening to one another.
Yeah.
But most of all, listen to what the head of the house says.
Amen.
Listen to what God says. Amen. Now, let's get to the part to the children, and this is going to really flip your mind. Now, listen to this. All right, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. We're supposed to, you know, I know when things are different now than what they was when we were little. We knew the word consequences.
Yeah.
And we knew what the word consequences meant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. My daddy went to discipline me, and mama's over her holler, no. She'll get it before I do. That's just the way it was back then. And I'm going to tell you something. Me and Christy have been married for 41 years. And I've never struck her once in those 41 years.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. In my family that I grew up in, it wasn't that way.
Amen.
It was not that way. I'm not saying that boastfully or proudly. That was something that I had to deal with as a child. And that's the result of growing up in an alcoholic family. But, you know, still, I say this, children obey your parents. They, no matter whether you've got more technology than they had when they were coming up, they got more life experiences than you got. They know the results of. You know, there's times when mom and dad's told me not to do something, I'm sneaking and do it. Hey, yeah, I've done it. Guess what? Your parents probably did too. And at the end, there's daddy and mama said, I told you so. You know, it's like the little toddler with the bobby pin and the wall out. You know, I've seen this little thing on Facebook, this little kid holding a bobby pin. Daddy's over. Leave that young man alone. He knows what he's doing. It don't take but one time to learn that you don't stick the bobby pin in the wall out. Take your little plastic covers that you got in the wall outlets and throw them away. Give all the kids a bobby pin. They'll learn. Sharpen our mental logic to work. But anyway, the thing is, children, obey your parents because they love you and they're not going to tell you something to keep you from doing something just because they don't want you to be happy. It's because they have been there and done that and they love you enough that they don't want you to have to go through. Now, this next verse is going to blow your mind. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged.
Yep.
And you think, oh, well, I've got to let little Johnny do what little Johnny wants to. No. I'm going to tell you something. When I was coming up, my mom and dad never owned a house until they bought the one I lived in. And me and Christy was already married. So my whole childhood, every 5 years, whether we liked it or not, mama moves. And I'm going to tell you something. Mama would not look at a rental property. It didn't matter how many bedrooms. It didn't even matter whether they had a bathroom or not. The first thing she looked for out in the yard was a hickory bush. If our house did not own it, if there was not a hickory bush on that property, she would not even look at it. I don't care if she could have got it for $5 a month and it was a mansion on the hill. It has to have a hickory bush. And he said, why is that? That right there, bush, as far as me and Teresa is concerned, was a rod of correction. And yes, we had to go pick our own rod. And you know what? And I know this, Betty, don't get me wrong now. I'm going to pick on you a few minutes. She's probably got the best youngins in the world because I'm going to tell you, she's got 7 infants in her yard. And I know because I train them. I feel for them grandbabies when they come and visit grandma. Because she's got the right correction of 7 of them. We cannot let little Johnny or little Susie dictate our lives. We have to let, we are the adults. We're raising them, they're not raising us. We're the ones with the life experiences to teach them. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. Folks, seriously, if God gave you a young, he also gave you the responsibility to raise them in a godly manner.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
He expects us to take them to church. He expects us to teach them about his ways. Amen?
Amen.
Folks, if we teach our youngins right, then what are they going to grow up doing? Right things. If we bring them up, let them tell us what to do, then we're going to go through the whole lot of rest of our adult life. Even when our children are 60 and we're 80, and they're gonna still be telling us what to do. We can't have that. Can't allow that. It ain't in God's will. The family is based on this simple principle. Jesus is the head of the house.
Amen.
The Father is the figure that directs all the instructions from the Master.
Amen.
Down to the wife and the family.
Amen.
That will make a successful Christian family. I know this is kind of hard to swallow. I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard for me. I mean, my youngins are done out and raising. You know, they pretty well make themselves a good wife. I mean, you know, they love the Lord, they're saved, and the grandchildren are getting saved. It's good. But I'm going to tell you one thing, it wasn't always that good, because I wasn't always a Christian when they were growing up. But right here, keeping in mind, church, on the thought of, you know, looking and seeking the heavenly solutions in our lives. That if we will put things in perspective, in order, who's in charge of what in the family, we're going to find that our family is going to grow in the Lord and be better off in the situation. I found out a long time ago. Let God be the head of the house.
Amen.
And things will always be better. Does it mean that I'm not going to come home from doing something good for someone and find I got a water leak? No. A water leak was there for a leak.
Yep.
Matter of fact, a water leak happened probably a week ago. We just now found it. But God's still in control.
Amen.
Yeah. Next month when I get my water bill, my power bill, because power bill, because it was hot water, not cold. But God's already got that figured out too. He's going to make means of paying that bill.
Amen.
Those bills. I just dreaded seeing a water leak for a week. Is that was a gusher. But God's good, folks.
Amen.
And no matter what happens in life, as we try to live together as a family, it ain't always going to be hunky-dory that you can. Every day ain't going to be a cycle of trade. There's going to be things where you're going to have to give in on, where you wish you didn't have to give in on, but you do. And there's going to be times when the other person has to give in when they don't want to. And there's going to be times, folks, whenever you've both in agreement, everything's going to be just fine. But that is part of life. And a lot of it is fighting this old flesh. I just wonder, how many many of you think me and Christian gets along this hunky door at Benson King all the time? No.
No. I've never heard of it.
It's because we do it quietly.
Okay.
There is disagreement. I was running, coming in the door back there with Adam. She done worked me to death this morning.
How does she feel like?
It feels good.
That's right. I'm glad. I'm glad that she feels like working me to death. But that's all right. I kept my mouth shut while I was sleeping. But life ain't always what we think is fair. But I'm going to tell you something. When you got the Lord in your life, even in the bad times, even right in the middle of the argument, or whatever it may be, life is still good.
Amen.
Because we have the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And He's in charge.
Amen.
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 If we just kept that one thing in mind, He's in charge and not us.
Yes.
Life would be a whole much greater. You know, I'm going to be honest. One time I really upset Christine really bad. It was before Matt, and like the week before Matt and Christine got married. I told Christine, I told Matt in front of Christine, I said, son, I'm going to tell you how to make life easy for you after you get married. Two words. Yes, dear. But she got mad. But, you know, it was just actually a joke. Most of the truth of the matter is, life is easy when we're up on the mountain.
Yeah.
And if it's easy up on the mountain, maybe we need to stay there. Stay close to God. Amen. Amen. Oh, that's all I got for this morning. We'll see where the Lord takes us tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. Folks, I love being married. Love having my family. I wouldn't trade for nothing in the world.
Right.
You know, the old saying is, if I could go back and change anything, I wouldn't change a thing on my children.
Right.
I wouldn't change a thing on my children.
Right.
I might wear a curriculum in a little different direction sometimes. But, you know, that's what the Lord wants me to do. Take care of. He's taking care of everything. One thing to remember, God has been in the life of the children of all the world. Maybe, like I said, and Christy, we'll warn. I wouldn't change that for nothing in the world.
Amen.
If anything would ever happen to her, I'd probably never remarry. You know, I just can't see her spending my life with anyone else but her.
Yeah.
And I know, Sister Rosie, your spouse has done gone on. Ben, yours is not able to live with you anymore because he's sick. And you know, I know y'all missed him.
Mm-hmm.
Having him around.
Thank you, dear. Next month.
No?
8 years next month.
18 years. Didn't seem like it was that long. I'm going to tell you something, folks. that one that you got is your mate treasure in that. Treasure. Ask these two ladies how much they miss her. I mean, Miss Bates is still here, but, you know, it's gonna become a day when she walks in and he ain't gonna know who she is. My heart goes out to her for that. I mean, just seeing what little bit man Christy's been through with her sickness, I can imagine that, you know. Part of it is for folks in that situation. You know, I got a cousin that is down in our city. He posts stuff all the time about his wife. She's been dead a year or so. And that man is still in love with her as much as she was still here. He treasures her. What God had given him. Lord, we pray, God, these words, maybe someone out there is watching, may have problems, and Lord, need to hear these. Maybe they need to hear just how important that one that they've chosen to be their mate is. Lord, we just pray, God, you open the hearts and eyes of those folks, just to see how important that their loved ones really are. Lord, we pray, God, that this will be applied to someone's heart. And Lord, we pray, God, that you will just bless and touch each one of them. Lord, we pray now, that you just bless this day. Lord, you bring us back tonight. In Jesus' name, we love and pray. Amen.
I don't know.